Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
P&K is your local expert source for John Deere equipment, and right now, all their lots are packed full of value, like up to $6,000 off 105 and 130 horsepower 6M and 6R series tractors. Or if it's hay equipment you want, how does 0% financing sound? Or maybe huge cash discounts are more to your liking. P&K Equipment's got it all. Give the guys a call today, and remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer expires 8/4/15. Finance offers subject to approved credit. Certain programs may not be stackable, only certain models eligible. See P&K for details. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefter joining us now from Lefter Commodities. And Tom, take a look at the livestock futures here today and ended up with a nice day for those cattle futures yesterday.
Yes, we did, Dave, but it was an interesting day. As we saw yesterday, our feeder cattle one time in the morning go down to the lower side with triple-digit losses, then recover and close with strong triple-digit gains, and most feeder cattle contracts at their highest trade yesterday since early January. So quite a turnaround in yesterday's trading for the feeder cattle. They also helped pull the live cattle higher, too. We even saw higher positions or higher trades for the session after the 1 o'clock pit closing. So a very strong day across the board for our cattle complex with very, very little fresh news to go along with it, other than the continued downside of the grain market helping support the feeder cattle. Now, the spread continues to widen even more between the feeders and the live cattle. And we also saw yesterday choice box beef up 82 cents, select boxes up $1.58 on a total movement of 123 loads. The cattle kill estimated 115,000 head. The cash feeder index was up 48 cents. And we also saw yesterday our lean hogs close positive. On the close yesterday, June cattle 67 cents higher, August feeders up $1.82, and July lean hogs 52 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Okay, Tom, let's talk about these grain futures here this morning. And still a tough day for the wheat and corn futures yesterday. They were lower once again.
Exactly, Dave. Yesterday, KC wheat closed for the third straight session with double-digit losses. And as Dave said, the corn also closed negative yesterday. Our soybeans did manage a positive close yesterday. But the interesting thing is we still have no real fresh news out there in our marketplace. We continue to see the excess of moisture and below normal temperatures continue to be a concern for the wheat crop, the corn crop, and the soybean crops. But prices continue to follow the trend to the downside. Now, overnight, we've seen mixed trade. At the moment, we're looking at July KC wheat up a half a penny. July corn's up a penny. July soybeans up a penny also. July cotton's 18 points higher. July crude oil trading 10 cents lower. The June dollar index is 5 cents higher. And the June Dow Jones futures trading 59 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.